DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Lucia Walton in Bonn. Leaders at the G8 summit in Northern Ireland have agreed new measures to clamp down on money launderers, illegal tax evaders, and corporate tax avoiders. But the summit was overshadowed by the conflict in Syria. G8 leaders, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, an ally of Syria's President Bashar al-Assad, backed calls for peace talks in Geneva. British Prime Minister David Cameron gave this statement on the conflict.
To condemn the use of chemical weapons by anyone, and crucially to enable an unhindered UN investigation to establish the facts. This pledge was not expected here at the G8. We discussed it last night, we agreed it last night, and have written it down and agreed it today.
The summit also saw the launch of free trade negotiations between the EU and US. Meanwhile, US President Barack Obama is visiting Berlin for 2 days off the back of the G8 summit. Deutsche Welle's political correspondent Terry Martin says he should have a warm reception in the German capital.
Barack Obama remains tremendously popular in Germany. A recent poll showed over 80% of Germans think he's doing a great job. It's important to remember that his speech at the Brandenburg Gate on Wednesday will come almost 50 years to the day after former U.S. President John F. Kennedy delivered his famous speech there shortly after the Berlin Wall went up, declaring, "Ich bin ein Berliner."
It's Obama's first visit to Berlin since 2009. In other news now, Mali's government has signed a peace deal with Tuareg rebels. The accord calls for an immediate ceasefire and for government troops to return to the rebel-held northern town of Kidal. The deal was reached after nearly 2 weeks of talks brokered in Burkina Faso and should help pave the way for presidential and parliamentary elections next month. The White House has confirmed the US will open direct peace talks with the Taliban. The first meeting is due to take place in the coming days in Doha, in Qatar, where the Taliban have opened their first overseas office. Afghan President Hamid Karzai also said his government was sending delegates to the talks. The move came as NATO started the formal handover of security to Afghan forces on Tuesday at a ceremony attended by Karzai and NATO's Secretary-General Anders Fogh Rasmussen. Rasmussen called on Afghanistan's close neighbours to contribute to the peace process.
We encourage the Pakistani authorities to engage positively in ensuring long-term peace and stability in the region.
US President Barack Obama warned against expectations of speedy progress, saying the peace process wouldn't be easy or quick. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. 27 people have died in a suicide bombing at a funeral in northwestern Pakistan. It's reported the bomber blew himself up as guests offered prayers for a local businessman shot dead overnight in Mardan, which is around 90 miles northwest of the capital, Islamabad. A member of the provincial assembly, Imran Khan Mamand, died in the suicide attack. At least 50 people were also wounded. No one has claimed responsibility. The police in Turkey have arrested dozens of people who they described as provocateurs following raids in several cities. Turkey's Interior Minister Muammer Gula said 62 suspects were arrested in Istanbul and many others were detained in the capital Ankara. Widespread demonstrations started with a peaceful sit-in at Istanbul's Gezi Park near Taksim Square at the end of May. A court in Hungary has charged an alleged Nazi war criminal with crimes committed during the Second World War. Hungarian prosecutors claim Laszlo Csatari helped deport thousands of Jews to the Auschwitz concentration camp. The 98-year-old was the Royal Hungarian Police Commander in a city known as Kassa during the war and was in control of a Jewish ghetto. He'd been under house arrest since 2012. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Lucia Walton, Deutsche Welle News.